There was something compelling about the coin, even for a girl like me who wasn't into jewelry and precious metal. There was an energy, a force in it. My innate paranormal senses prickled. I wanted to take it, but that would break all the rules. Feeling dizzy, I reached out and grabbed Danielle's desk to steady myself. My hand brushed against a metal object. It was a bronze figure of a cherub, about 10 inches tall. Was that blood on the base of it? And hair? Too late to stop myself from leaving fingerprints, I touched the statuette. And a freight train of psychic force walloped me. It felt like I'd been knocked into the next zip code, but my hand still touched the bronze. I couldn't see anything. And then, I wasn't me anymore. I was holding the chubby bronze angel in my right hand while the shopkeeper was writhing on the ground in pain after my boot to her stomach. Good thing she wasn't a screamer. I've made her show me every single coin in this store, and not one of them was the one I sought. I know it had been here. She had made the mistake of listing it in an auction manifest, obviously not realizing its true value, not knowing the powerful forces that sent me on a years-long mission to find it. She said she'd sold it just the other day. I don't believe her. But I've searched every inch of this store without success. And she wouldn't have known to hide it. She had no idea I was coming. One last time, I say, give me the name of the buyer.
I told you I don't know,
she says, panting heavily.
It was a cash sale.
In truth, there really wasn't any reason for her to lie to me about that. And there wasn't any reason to let her live. She sits up on the floor, and I slam the bronze cherub into the back of her head. And again. That was more than enough to do the job. And then
I forced myself to let go of the bronze cherub, and I was myself again, leaning against the desk, my dear friend dead on the floor. What the heck just happened to me?